com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, the day after Christmas, and hopefully your Christmas went well. Hopefully it went without any drama, without any issues. We had a nice drama-free Christmas with my family. And every time that you can have a Christmas where everybody's kind of happy and smiling when they leave and nobody's fighting, that's a good thing, right? Or is that not every family? Some families are like, what are you talking about? We always have good, fun Christmases. Nobody ever fights. It's not that we fight. We just disagree and yell a lot. Anyway, but I hope that none of that happened to you. I hope you had a great Christmas. And welcome back in. Pat in New Bedford says, good morning, Tim. So glad you guys are working so I can listen while I work. Yep, we'll be here. And the only day off that we have planned going forward, too, is now New Year's Day. We will have syndicated programming for you all day. So we'll have a regular day on New Year's Eve. I think Barry's back next week. Yeah, so it'll be me and Chris and Barry and Howie. And then you'll have your regular Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk. But then on New Year's Day, we'll have network programming. Sorry there, I had to sneeze. And we'll have a whole year of new talk for you coming up in 2025. We were talking about the movies, the holiday movies, which it'll be interesting to see how the holiday movie weekend plays out, because the movies came out on Wednesday and in some cases Tuesday, which is a odd release date for a film. So we'll see, because now you've got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for them to have their weekend return. So we'll see how those play out. And Kevin Carr will probably have an update for you tomorrow on America in the Morning about the Christmas Day box office. But I can tell you that at least in trying to get into Nosferatu in Dartmouth, the theater was pretty packed. And I kept, checking because I wasn't sure I was definitely going to go to the movies. And then because of where my parents live, I was like, well, I could also just easily go to the Kingston Collection movie theater, formerly the Independence Mall. I could just go to the movies there. And there, the movie was far less attended when I was checking. But Dartmouth was pretty much full for every showing. And I have like certain places where I like to sit. And I don't like to sit next to people. I don't know if I can help it. But there was no way to avoid that, seeing this movie in Dartmouth last night. So I went to the 8:30 show, and it was completely full. I guess the 10 o'clock show was just about completely full. And whatever show was before, I think it was 7 o'clock, was completely full. Now, I looked at the Bob Dylan movie as well, A Complete Unknown, and that one was not as well attended. But that also doesn't surprise me, because there's a lot of younger people who are excited to see Nosferatu who were probably more likely to go out on Christmas night. the Bob Dylan movie is probably folks who are more likely to go out on the weekend. But I think it'll be a good Christmas weekend return for the box office. Also, I think some of the teenagers that were sitting around me didn't like the movie as much as they thought they were going to. Because it was a pretty artistic endeavor, for sure. There was a lot of kind of references and allusions to the F.W. Murnau Nosferatu, the silent film from 1922. But I think they were looking for more jump scares and more like visceral horror. But everybody seemed to like it. It just might not have been what they were expecting. But we were talking about these movies, and Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. I brought my son to watch Sonic 3, which was okay. Gladiator is one of my favorite films. What are your thoughts on Gladiator 2? I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. I thought about going to see it, and then I just was, like, too busy. And it's one of those movies that I'll watch it eventually, but I think it's going to be on streaming pretty quickly. Like, I kept thinking I wanted to see Conclave, which came out in October, and I kept saying, well, maybe this weekend, maybe this weekend, maybe this weekend, and then the next thing I know, it's on Peacock. I'm like, well, I could just watch it at home now. And I think that'll probably happen with Gladiator 2, because it's kind of already taken a downturn at the box office after starting off pretty well. And then we were also talking about people that go out in pajamas. We were talking about people who are going to be traveling today, and they'll travel in comfortable clothing as opposed to the old days when people used to dress up to fly. And Steve B. in Fairhaven says, hi, Tim. Speaking of the way this generation dresses compared to not long ago, I have been to many funerals and wakes where people, mostly young people, are dressed in PJs or like going shopping at Walmart. I think it is a shame, but that's my opinion. You know, I was always kind of taught that you wear nice clothes to a funeral or a wake. Obviously, if you're going to a funeral, you know, you really dress up. A funeral should be like a suit or a shirt and tie at least. Wakes have become a little bit more flexible, I guess, for some people, because a lot of folks will come from work and either come right from work or will take time out of their work day to go. Like the last wake that I went to, they had the wake right before the burial. And they did that at like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock in the morning. So I left work, went to it, came back to work. But I also have a job where I can, you know, come in a shirt and tie and it's fine. Other people can't do that. So if they have to leave work in the middle of the day and they show up in their work clothes, their work uniform, I don't think that that's, you know, disrespectful. They found a way to make the time to go. But if you're at home and you don't have the wherewithal and the respect to dress a little bit nicer, I mean, there's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for pajamas at a wake or a funeral. And I guess that there's probably, I don't want to be that, you know, curmudgeonly old guy that's like, kids today, the way they dress, because I don't really think it's a big deal. But there are certain situations where you've got to get a little bit more dressed up. You know, you wouldn't go to a wedding in pajamas. Don't go to a funeral in pajamas. But then again, what do you wear to a wedding? Because that's changed as well. There are people who insist that you've got to wear a full suit. You know, you have to have a jacket, a sport coat on for a wedding. There are other people who say, oh, that's not really necessary. A shirt and tie is fine. And as someone who struggled to find dress clothes for a number of years that would fit me. I think I did a pretty good job of having to wear them when I needed to. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't showing up in a full suit because I didn't have one. I'd bought a suit. I forget why. But I bought one, had it tailored. It fit me perfectly. And then I gained more weight and couldn't wear it anymore. And I said, well, I'm not going to go out and buy another $200 suit. So now, well, not now, but then I would just say, I'm just going to wear a shirt and tie to things. I know I can get a shirt and tie at Walmart that fits me. I know I can get dress pants at Walmart that fit me. And that's what I would wear. But I would still make that effort. Now I've got a couple of suits because I can find stuff that fits me. Still need to have it tailored because my arms and legs are too short, even for a short. But at least I can find stuff that's worth taking to the tailor and have done. And now I've started to say, well, now I'm going to wear a suit to this thing that doesn't even require one just because I can. But I also say, you know, half of me says, oh, things were better in the 40s and 50s when people would dress up and, you know, men wouldn't leave the house without wearing a hat because I will wear fedoras. People think it's weird, but I think it works for me. And so I will, you know, dress that way. But then I'm also like, but leave people alone if they get on a plane and, you know, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Like, they should be comfortable. Especially when it comes to flying in airplanes. Anything that's going to make somebody less anxious is better for you. If they're going to be more comfortable in their sweatpants, their pajamas on the plane, and that's going to allow them to relax and not be a problem, let them do it. I'm not offended by somebody wearing pajamas. And I don't get upset about it. But I do get upset about a person who is super anxious and obnoxious on a plane. And if this keeps them from being that way, so be it. So I think some of the rules and or some of the norms of the past are okay to kind of ignore and push aside. But I think funerals, wakes, weddings, those are the formal occasions, you know, a christening. I guess church has become more business casual, where people used to dress up what they called their Sunday best, right? They used to wear full suits and dresses and everything like that, but now it's become more like business casual. People will wear jeans, they'll wear like a sweater, button-down shirt, whatever. But still, for formal like church ceremonies, I would think you'd want to dress up fully. I always, if I have to go to something, like if somebody invites me to a christening or if they invite me to a first communion or something like that, I never understand why people invite me to those things because I'm just sitting there having no idea what to do. But if I get invited to one of those, I always will wear at least a shirt and tie. But I don't see an issue with the informality that has taken over society as so long as it's not, you know, disrespectful. So I roll my eyes when I see somebody walking around in Walmart in pajamas, but I really don't. And actually, I probably don't do that anymore because it's become so commonplace, but I don't get upset about it. Whatever. But I'm not going to do it. That's just my own personal preference. I don't feel like that's enough clothing for me to be out in public. I don't like wearing sweatpants in public. That feels too pajama-ish to me. we can't force, you know, we can't stop people from breaking tradition. And then you start to realize, well, what's the point of tradition? Oh, it's that way because it's always been that way. Well, it doesn't have to be. We get too wrapped up in the whole, you know, it wasn't like this before and things were better then. Here's the surprising fact that people don't realize. When you think things were better, they probably weren't. They probably were just as bad in their own way. But we look at things through nostalgia-colored glasses, and that will taint the way that we're looking back at that memory. But if we have the ability to time travel, if we have the ability to go back to these days and these times that we remember as being like so much better than now, we would go back and see, okay, first of all, the way we remembered what happened isn't exactly correct. And also, there were other things that were going on that we were not focused on that made it kind of just as bad. You know, there's a tendency of human beings to always think that the times that they're living through are the most important. That's why there's so many end times prophecies that pop up, because every generation of human has thought, well, we could be the last, and so that's kind of arrogant. Just like it's kind of arrogant to think that things were the best they've ever been at a time when you were alive. How do you know that things weren't better, you know, in the 1800s? How do you know that things weren't better in the 1400s? How do you know things aren't going to be better in the 2440s? It's just our own kind of myopic viewpoint of existence. So it's more like, you know, live in the moment. Live by what Billy Joel sang. The good old days aren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. We're going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
And always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems. Learn stickball as a formal education. Lost a lot of fights, but it taught me how to lose okay. Oh, I heard about sex, but not enough. I found that the dance is still look tough. Yes, I did. I found that a man ain't just being macho.
And welcome back in. And, you know, Billy Joel also sings in that song about how he drank a lot of take-home pay. And, well, you know, you don't want to necessarily do that. But if you need to get yourself some drinks for New Year's Eve, you need to set up your New Year's Eve party. Well, the best place to go is Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, because not only do they have great deals on all of your favorites, but they've got stuff you've never tried before. And anything with a purple dot on the label on the shelf, if it has a purple dot, you can try it before you buy it. You can ask for a sample, and then you'll know if you like it. So if you're going to bring something to a party, or if you're going to put something out at a party, you'll already know how good it is. And I brought some stuff from my collection to Christmas, and I was having my brother-in-law and my other sister's boyfriend, and, you know, everybody's trying it, and they're like, where did you find this? Stevie's. I find everything there because, again, you find things that you never even knew existed, and even versions of your favorites that you didn't know existed. Different flavors, different vintages. Wine, beer, tequila, rum, vodka, whiskey, bourbon, rye, whatever it is that you drink, they have it. And it's definitely a place where you get an education while also buying what you need. So you learn things as well. And that's why I love going to their tastings, because I always come away with some new knowledge about something I didn't know about before. And then I can put that to use when making my next purchase. So don't mess around. Don't go to these big liquor warehouses where, you know, nobody can really give you a recommendation on anything. Go to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, where not only do they have great prices, but they have the knowledge and they know about it, and you can sample it for yourself. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And make sure you follow them on social media at Stevie's Wine and Spirits so that you know when they have their upcoming pop-up tasting events. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A Christmas Day crash in the heart of New York injures a crowd of people. Trump picks an ambassador to Panama. And all eyes on Beyonce on the football field Wednesday.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three people are recovering in Manhattan hospitals after a cab jumped the curb and into the crowds near Herald Square Christmas afternoon. The yellow cab plowed into the sidewalk going north on 6th Avenue near 34th Street. That's just across the corner from Macy's and its holiday window displays. This in the late afternoon. Six people in total were hit. Two women and a 9-year-old boy hospitalized and were last listed as stable. The driver, who may have had a medical episode triggering the crash, cut his leg. Police are investigating. President Biden signed 50 new bills into law just one day before Christmas. As his time in office comes to a close, Biden spent his Christmas Eve signing new bills, many of which were bipartisan measures. Some of those include a bill preventing members of Congress from collecting pensions if convicted of certain crimes, a bill setting anti-hazing standards on college campuses, as well as socialite Paris Hilton's bill to protect teenagers living in residential treatment facilities. Biden also passed a bill making the bald eagle the official bird of the United States. President-elect Trump is announcing his pick for ambassador to Panama. Miami-Dade County Commissioner Kevin Marino Cabrera will take on the role, with Trump saying on Truth Social the move comes during a time Panama's ripping us off on the Panama Canal far beyond their wildest dreams. Trump floated the idea last week that the canal should return to U.S. hands after complaining of what he called exorbitant prices. First responders from Butler, Pennsylvania are being invited to walk in next month's inauguration parade in Washington, D.C. Organizers have extended an invitation to those who responded to the July 13th assassination attempt on Trump in that town. Members of multiple local departments and agencies are being given the opportunity to take part in the event following Trump's January 20th swearing in. King Charles III on Wednesday thanked the medical workers in Britain who helped treat him and his daughter-in-law, Catherine, Princess of Wales, after their cancer diagnoses. And he praised communities that came together after anti-immigrant riots gripped the country in the summer. In his annual Christmas message, the British monarch spoke from the chapel of a former hospital rather than from a royal palace, and a rare departure that was designed to emphasize his appreciation for health workers and volunteers. No grand prize winner in the Christmas Eve Mega Millions drawing, sending the jackpot soaring to $1.15 billion. Any lucky winner or winners choosing the cash option on that will be in line to take home just over $516 million. And Beyonce turned the NFL game on Christmas into one big Cowboy Carter party. Queen Bey took to the field at halftime of the Texans-Ravens NFL game in her hometown of Houston on the holiday, performing songs from her Cowboy Carter album live in front of an audience for the first time. She rode out on horseback while singing 16 Carriages before getting into a medley of other songs off the album. She also brought out Shaboozy and Post Malone.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics lost to the Philadelphia 76ers 118-114. Their next game is home at TD Garden with the Indiana Pacers on Friday night. Bruins are in Columbus to play the Blue Jackets on Friday night, and the Patriots are gearing up to host the Los Angeles Chargers at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny today, some clouds, a high of 37 degrees. On Friday, more of the same, a high of 39. We get into the 40s for the weekend and getting up close to 50 degrees by Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. So I remember when that album came out, Balance, I was in high school and one of the janitors at Wareham High School, huge Van Halen fan. And we were talking about the album because I was in the AV club. So I was always at school after hours, working in the AV room or setting up like, you know, the sound for a meeting that was happening or a performance. Like, you know, I was just always there and had keys to every room in the building except for the principal's office. And the, you know, the janitors and the AV kids got along great because you always had to go get them to help you with something or whatever. And so I knew them all. One of them used to make great corn chowder and would always say, "Hey, I made some corn chowder. If you want some, come on," and go back into the janitor's area and have some corn chowder with them. It was great. It was a different time. You could do that kind of stuff. And so when this album came out, I was talking with Bob and I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I can't wait." He's like, "Well, I've already got it. Do you want to hear it?" And I was like, "Yeah," thinking like he was going to bring it in and put it in the CD player in the AV room or something. No. He had me go out to his van, which was parked outside the school, kind of in the fire lane, I guess. And we sat in his like conversion van and listened to the Van Halen. Like you can never get away with that now. It was after school hours, but still, could you imagine a custodian at the school saying, "You want to go hang out with me in my van and listen to Van Halen?" But I guess in those days it was kind of normal. That and my eighth grade teacher, when I came back from a vacation, school vacation week, and I had Classic Queen. They had just released two albums, Queen's Greatest Hits and Classic Queen. And I knew he was a big fan. I was like, "Mr. Hassenfuss, I have Classic Queen." He goes, "Oh, I've got Queen's Greatest Hits." I was like, "Well, what's on that one?" He goes, "Here." And he gives me the keys. He's like, "Go sit in my truck and listen to it." And that's what I did for the entire science class. I got to sit in his truck and just listen to it. Except I didn't have a watch, and this is the days before cell phones, so and the clock didn't work on his car radio, so I was basically just taking a guess as to how long. I was like, "I'll listen to five songs. That'll be enough." So even though the holidays are, well, Christmas is over, we still have New Year's coming up. It's still the ongoing Festival of Lights at Edaville. And Edaville put up a post the other day on their Facebook page. Yesterday at about 4 o'clock, a little after 4 o'clock, they put up a post on their Facebook page that their Christmas wish was to give everybody a chance to experience the magic of the Christmas Festival of Lights. And so right now, if you go to Edaville.com, here's what they're doing. For the upcoming dates today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's it. That's all the dates that are remaining on the Eataville calendar for 2024. But for all of those remaining dates, and this is online only, it doesn't apply if you go to Eataville and try to buy tickets at the box office. This is online only. But right now, if you go to Eataville.com, you can get, you know, those gold tickets with a, that allows you to do everything that are normally $45.95 a person. Right now, $22.98. So for $23, you can do everything at Eataville. That's half price. The silver ticket, which is the next tier down, normally $29.95, $14.98. And the bronze tickets, the ones that start at just $12.95, you know, the ones that get you into the park so you can walk around and look at all the lights and shop and get some snacks, but you're not necessarily interested in going on any of the rides or the train or anything, those are normally $12.95. Right now, those are free. That's right. You can go into Eataville and experience the Festival of Lights for free. But you have to get your tickets online and you have to get them before they're gone. And I was just on the website going through, trying to get some of the tickets just to see. And there are still tickets available. So again, this is tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But again, it's not available in person. It's only available online at Eataville.com. But don't wait, because now that people are out of the holidays, now that they are out of the Christmas mode and they're, you know, maybe back to work, back to their desk, back scrolling through social media, they're going to find this deal and they're going to jump on it. So make sure you beat them to it. Go to Eataville.com right now and get your half-price tickets that start at free. And I haven't had a chance to get over there yet, so maybe this weekend. I'm going to be in Plymouth on Sunday. Maybe I'll go over to Eataville afterward. Might not be. I don't like to go out on New Year's Eve, but that might be a nice place to spend New Year's Eve, especially getting the tickets at half price. All right, I'm going to take our next break here. 508-996-0500 is the number. We'll be back in a few moments. Yesterday is just a memory. Then we close the door. I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me baby. Don't say goodnight. Say you're gonna stay. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Damn Yankees. And you might not be aware, but Damn Yankees was a super group. They were a super group. It was Tommy Shaw from Styx, Jack Blades from Night Ranger, and Ted Nugent. And they had, I think, a couple of albums. But, of course, that was probably their biggest hit, High Enough. And if you go to see Night Ranger in concert, They perform that song. So, yeah, they're fantastic. That was a strange time for music when we were in. It was like the end of the glam rock hair metal era. Like, that was still pretty prominent. But it was getting a little bit more substantive about the music. And it was right before grunge hit. So it was a very, I mean, some of my favorite music came out of that period. But it just kind of got cast aside because grunge hit, and then it became such a huge sensation, and that led to all the alternative rock stuff. And so some of that hard rock stuff that had been so prominent on the charts just completely disappeared. But it's still great music, and those bands are still out there performing. In fact, Night Ranger is coming to Foxwoods, I think in the spring. I saw. Might have to go check that out again. 508-996-0500. That is our number to call in and chime in. And of course, Christmas is over, but it is still Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, both going on. Last night was the first night of Hanukkah. As I mentioned the other day, the first time since 2005 that Hanukkah started on Christmas, and only the fifth time, was it the fifth time in, I forget how long it was, maybe ever. But that's because, you know, the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar are two different calendars. So they don't often sync up. I remember when I was a kid, my grandparents would have, you know, the regular calendar, the Gregorian calendar that we use. And then they also had the Jewish calendar, both hanging up on a door in their hallway. And I would go over there and I'd look at the Jewish calendar to see like how different it was and to see when the different holidays would be happening. And we didn't observe all of them. You know, we'd sometimes have a Passover Seder. If there was other family that were going to come over. Sometimes we would go over there for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. But generally we went there often, but in terms of for holidays, generally it was just Hanukkah. And Hanukkah was always, you know, we would do the Hanukkah breakfast at my grandfather's temple, my grandparents' temple, but my grandfather was part of the group that put together the events there. So we'd go and do the Hanukkah breakfast, which was usually a magic show and toys for the kids and things like that. And then we would go to their house and we would do all eight nights in one night because we couldn't go there every night. So we'd light all the candles, play dreidel, things like that. And I often thought, you know, I don't have any religion. I'm not a religious person, but I always thought like I wanted to study and learn the Jewish side of my history because it's less known. You know, it's something that would be traditions that I'd want to pass on. So I started taking Yiddish over, Duolingo, one of those apps where you can, and I got about three or four lessons in and I was like, oh man, this is too much for me. I guess my brain just can't learn new languages like it could when I was younger. But hopefully this year I'm going to try and give it another go. I wanted to learn Yiddish and Hebrew, but might have to take one at a time. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. I'm going to show you how. Come on. Hold it together. And we're going to be going now into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you.